Somewhere in North Vancouver, there's a kid who's feeling very sheepish after making a call to 911 when there was no emergency happening. After the police showed up at his door, Aiden wrote an apology note to the RCMP and dropped it off at the detachment. "I'm really sorry I called 911 when I did not need it," Aiden wrote. "I did tell the truth when you came to the door. I'm sorry I lied. I know I wasted your time. Thank you for keeping us safe." The police don't know how Aiden came to call the emergency number or exactly what he said to dispatchers. Unfortunately, part of the reason for that is his call is one of so many non-emergency calls being made to 911. Over 300 non-emergency 911 calls made to North Van RCMP. Between May 12 and 15, the North Vancouver RCMP received 416,911 calls, said Const. Mansour Sahak, spokesperson for the detachment. "Of those, 325 of the calls were misdials," said Sahak, "made because callers didn't properly secure phones in their bags or pockets, allowed children to play with their phones or, most commonly, making an emergency call automatically through a setting that's been unknowingly installed on a device." Sahak said it's a problem that's been growing in frequency and has become an issue throughout the Lower Mainland. With more than three-quarters of 911 calls made for non-emergencies, that causes a backlog for 911 dispatchers and police officers, diverting resources away from real emergencies, he said. "People reporting real crimes and emergencies are often left on hold," said Sahak, "waiting for longer periods of time than they should be due to the influx of these accidental calls." BC's RCMP headquarters issued a similar warning this week, saying over the past several weeks, dispatch centers throughout the province have seen an alarming increase in abandoned or dropped emergency calls. Automatic 911 dialing feature blamed. Most are being caused by the emergency SOS feature on Android smartphones, which allows users to quickly initiate a call, according to the RCMP. The emergency SOS feature on Android and iPhone phones automatically calls 911 after the side button key is pressed 5 times successively. Some models of cell phones may automatically dial 911 if the device gets wet, if you shake it several times, or if the power and volume button are pressed together. "Most people don't even realize the call has been activated," said SUPT. Mike Botti, officer in charge of the operational communication centers for the RCMP. "But after a 911 call is made, a police dispatcher must determine the caller is safe and there is not a true emergency. If an accidental call is made from a smartphone, callers should stay on the phone and speak to a dispatcher, answering any questions the dispatcher has. If the dispatcher can't reach a caller or isn't satisfied that questions have been answered, an officer will be sent out to investigate." To cut down on the false 911 calls, police are urging phone users to turn off the emergency SOS feature, and any other feature that automatically dials 911 on their phones to prevent accidental calls to 911. How to turn off emergency SOS? The emergency SOS feature can be turned off by following these steps. Go to settings of your phone. Click on the Safety and Emergency or Emergency SOS section. Slide the toggle to turn the emergency SOS features off. Meanwhile, Sahak said North Vancouver RCMP would love to connect with Aiden, thank him for his note and give him a tour of the RCMP detachment. "We want it to end on a positive note," he said.